And we're back here in Wynn as the Lady Bombers are trailing 33-26 against the Valley View Blazers in a kind of a sloppy first half brought to by the Lady Bombers here. And you're in at the Central Heating and Cooling halftime. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectations. Contact Central Heating and Cooling for any air conditioning and heating needs that you may have. Spencer, what kind of stats do you have? Tonight's stats brought to you by Baxter Health.
So, you know, little slow from the field. I've got us at 2-for-9 from the three-point line right now, which is not the recipe we want. We know these girls can shoot better than that, and I think they'll get going here in the second half. Valley View is not a whole lot better. They're 2-of-7 from there, and we have missed 2 free throws, so we are 6-of-8 from the free throw line. They're 3-of-3, so I think we've determined that turnovers right now are the difference in this game.
Turnovers right now. At the end of one, it was 7-4 on the turnovers. Mountain Home was leading that. Valley View had 7 turnovers. Mountain Home had 4. At the end of half, it is 10-8. Mountain Home trailing in that category now, or leading, I guess, whatever you have, you want to call it. Mountain Home is 10 turnovers. So we lost that turnover batter 6-1 in that quarter there. And, you know, it was a game in which it was, what, 15-13 after one. It's 33-26 here. You know, we've scored 13 points in both two quarters. They've been able to score 18 and 15. I know Coach Leonard's not going to be happy with the defense there. We've got lost in transition some. We've given up some layups. And honestly, we've given up some offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Right now, the rebounding total is not as skewed as you would think. Valley View has got 11. Mountain Home has 9. But I think if you looked at those rebounds and which ones turned into points and which ones didn't, you know, we don't keep up with that. But Valley View has probably turned in a lot more points than Mountain Home.
Yeah, we're getting looks. They're getting looks as well. The difference is they've probably cleaned up 6 to 8 points worth of offensive rebounds. That some of them were, you know, they fell right in our lap, and it just felt like we couldn't get our hand on it. You know, right now we've done Orsby, their best player, she's got 7. But right now it's Seaman with 9. She seems to be getting to the paint, getting whatever shot she wants right now. And so I assume we'll make some adjustments to keep her in front of us, whether that's from a man standpoint or more pressure in that 1-3-1 trap. On our side, Lakin Moore leads us right now with 7. I've got Yonkers with 6 and Lakin Anderson with 6. So that's kind of a bonus 6 points there. We need some, you know, Faustus had a couple shots there towards the end of the half that she couldn't get to go. Brooklyn's had great looks. She's got 2 points right now, and Anna McCarn with 4. But, you know, Brooklyn's probably had some of our best looks from the three-point line. So,
And Moore really hadn't got going. You know, turnovers, sloppy turnovers. And, you know, I look for us to turn this around in the second half. I felt we were kind of out of control and had some bad turnovers there. And I think this is something that's all very fixable. I think we settle in on the defensive side of things, let our rotation turn around a little bit, and then try to turn some quick points into to offense here off of the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and on the offensive side too, I'd like to maybe see a cycle through that offense once or twice and see if we can't get the three. We know with this group the three is always going to be there. You've got enough penetration. You can always kick out to three. I'd like to see that penetration turn into maybe a dump off or something. Let's get McCarn. Let's get Lakin more some easy buckets down there. And you're right. Everything we've done so far is fixable. I think we're okay. It's good adversity early in the season, right?
Absolutely. Well, this halftime is brought to you by Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectation. You'll see Matt and his crew. They will take care of you at Central Heating and Cooling. And we're going to take another short break. We will be back. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT. Yo.